You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number two here on Hump Day, on Camel Day. Are you playing it? I saw you reach for the button.
Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's Hump Day.
Whoop, whoop!
I just figured we needed to play it again.
I saw the look in your eye.
I was like, he's going to play it.
Here I was questioning, and you're like, there's no question. I'm just playing it. All right. Hey, listen, we got good stuff going on right now, and you posted that thing on the website.
I did. Daniel Penny's Give, Send, Go. There is a link on our website now, so people don't have to do it. So if they go to our website, rightsideradio.org, it is at the top. You'll see it at the top in that top section right under where it says Right Side Radio. It'll be right off to the right, and it's underlined Daniel Penny, Give, Send, Go.
I see it.
Yep.
You're magic.
Right there.
How'd that even happen? Okay, so yeah, that's the guy. If you're not familiar, I talked about it during my monologue earlier about how the left does not want us to take a stand anymore. They want us to be sheep. They want us to watch bad things happen to good people and sit idly by because you can't participate. What's wrong with you? So, yeah, my monologue today was called Tired of Being Tired. And I talked about the fact that here we are in movies and in other parts of life, we celebrate people who will stand up against bullies. But in real life, they don't want us to do that. The left is not, and they'll. So anyway, Daniel Penny, the former Marine sergeant who intervened when a career criminal nut job on a subway was harassing and threatening people, he put him in a chokehold. Well, the guy died, and I'm of the mind that Daniel Penny's defense fund is something that we wanted to support. So Right Side Radio sent a donation into his defense fund. And it's up there for you to have the option to do the same thing. If you want to go to rightsideradio.org, right there at the very top, it says, like Boomer said, on the banner, you'll see it on the right side, Daniel Penny, Give, Send, Go. So check it out. By the way, Give, Send, Go, do you know the story on that?
I don't.
So Give, Send, Go is a Christian version of GoFundMe.
Oh.
Because GoFundMe kept deplatforming conservatives.
They did?
Like, I think it was...
I didn't know this.
It may have been Kyle Rittenhouse. He had quite a bit of money that had been put aside in GoFundMe for his defense,
mm-hmm.
and they basically just stripped it. They just said, "Nope, we're not letting you have that." And the other one was the Canadian truckers. The Canadian truckers that had the Freedom caravans.
I remember this.
Yes, they had quite a bit of money put aside for them to help support their cause. Stripped it. So a Christian organization formed another one called Give, Send, Go. And they don't strip nobody.
I like it. Yeah. Give, Send, Go.
Give, Send, Go. All right, so that's going on right now. Lots of folks in the text lines. Let me jump over here and see what I got real quick. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. Dwight from Decatur says, you said Governor Ainsworth. I like it, is what he says. So, yeah, I said that. That was not an endorsement. That was, everybody believes he's going to run for governor anyway. And, you know, he's poised to do that, certainly. But it's like, I was a lieutenant colonel for a while. People call you colonel just because it's easier to say. So, anyway, do not read into that, Dwight from Decatur. Do not read into that. Colin from Decatur. Daniel Penny. Says that guy's family wants him charged with murder, saying that he was a great person, et cetera. Well, why aren't they helping him? I see what he's saying. So, yeah, the dude who died was a career criminal who was threatening people. He'd been arrested 42 times. There were some violent crimes in his past, if I'm not mistaken, and all that to say, his family's out there claiming this charge needs to be up to murder, not just manslaughter, and they took him away from us. Well, they weren't doing anything for him before. Man had been arrested. He was on drugs. He had mental illness. 42 arrests, and the family now wants to step up and have their moment. Well, I agree with Colin from Decatur. What else we got here? Dustin from Hazel Green. Says, I'm for the He says, I am for the gun safe thing. Those liberties ain't cheap. They are not.
They are not.
Yeah. It's like buying a refrigerator.
Man.
It depends on what size you buy. You know.
That's right.
Brian from Huntsville thought, he says, perhaps we need to go back to being a property-owning family to vote. That mostly removes the mob rules. Never going to happen, though. You're right. You're right. The right to vote is embedded in our Constitution, my brother Brian. Raven from Russellville says, I like the... So my monologue earlier, I talked about movies like The Magnificent Seven and Open Range. He says, I like the premise of those movies. Good men making corpses out of bad men works every time. Oh, my brother Raven's always got a way of getting around to pulling the trigger on something. Leanne from Huntsville says, triple dip day. She's predicting. She thinks we're going to make the whole triple dipper.
I think so, too.
You think?
Yeah. Definitely we'll, triple dipper day.
We'll see. I might slow it down just because I can.
I'm just going to
slow roll this bad boy and just see what we can get done. Thank you, Leanne. Appreciate the encouragement. Bruce from Hazel Green. He says the Soros-backed DAs have a special place in hell for them. Yeah, no doubt. All right, listen, you want to text in, send us your input, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I'm going to jump over to the, oh, my gosh, I'm going to jump over to the second dipper. I'll just be honest with you. This is one of those where I have to just stop and think, are we right now sipping tea at the Mad Hatter's Tea Party? That's what I'm thinking. Are we stepped off right now through the looking glass and we are having tea with the Mad Hatter? Because that's the way it feels. All right, Boomer, I'm going to read you a headline. You ready?
Yeah.
Story from the Daily Signal. By the way, this number two of the triple dipper is called Rabid Radicals.
Rabid. Hold on, let me get the jackassery sound effect ready.
Oh. Let's go ahead and play it in advance.
It sounds like one that I'm going to have to.
It's going to. There it is. All right. Here's the headline. You ready?
Yep. Oh, no.
West Side Story singing pro-trans activist arrested at Lincoln Memorial protesting pro-woman feminists.
You're going to have to read it again for me.
The heck, man?
That's just too much to comprehend in one just
it's like
feeding. How just going to give it to you.
Yeah, I just force-fed you on that one, didn't I? You ready? Here we go. West Side Story singing pro-trans activist arrested at Lincoln Memorial protesting pro-woman feminists.
Wow.
Let me help you.
Okay. Yeah, right? Go on, please.
Let me help you. What that was fake women protesting real women who want to keep real kids from being made into fake kids. And so they were singing songs from West Side Story.
Wow.
Every once in a while when I'm doing the show, I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this. I could build an entire dipper off that headline.
Just that one headline.
Just the not even the article, just the headline. The article makes it better.
Oh, no.
Here we go. You ready? All right. Daily Signal has this story. It's up on our resources tab. U.S. Park Police arrested a pro-transgender activist outside the Lincoln. I can't do it.
Oh, no.
U.S. Park Police arrested a pro-transgender activist outside the Lincoln Memorial on a chaotic Monday afternoon as tourists watched in fascinated bewilderment. This is awesome. Chaotic Monday, fascinated bewilderment. Like, can you imagine? You're a tourist. You're like, what in God's name is happening right now? Radical activists gathered to protest pro-women feminists who were gathered at the historic monument on Monday afternoon, led by someone who calls themselves Kelly J. Keene. Kelly J., who advocates for women's rights and for biological sex, the feminist spoke into microphones about the importance of protecting children from transgender surgeries. Okay, so what you have here, because I have to break this down.
Yeah, you do.
You have real women who are feminists, but they've chosen on this day to go out there and speak on behalf of children being protected from transgender surgeries. Okay. Then the fake women showed up.
Oh, boy.
The pro-transgender activists attempted to drown them out by screaming, yelling into microphones, and more. The "and more" part's where it gets really funny. Says, as the officers led the activists away from the pro-women feminists, apparently intending to separate the two groups, the pro-transgender activist leading the group began wailing or singing shrilly, prompting one woman to speculate that such antics are the result of mental illness. You think?
Yeah.
The activist then began loudly singing the song Tonight from West Side Story. You can't make this stuff up. Park police told the transgender activist to move away from the pro-women group, warning they would be arrested if they continued making noise. Well, that didn't work. Suddenly, the police were involved in an apparent scuffle. I mean, we've got words like chaotic Monday, fascinated bewilderment. Suddenly, there was a scuffle. I mean, this is like...
I couldn't even imagine writing this article.
I'm saying.
Much less just trying to read it.
Oh, and then there was an apparent scuffle with the group, and the activist who was singing West Side Story songs began running from police. And several officers began chasing that activist. I mean, it's chaos. It's madness. It's chaos. Cats and dogs living together. What is happening? Many of the anti-women protesters at the event also covered their faces with ski masks or medical masks, even though it was a sunny and warm afternoon.
Wow.
God almighty. So let me just go ahead and say this could be a sign of the end times. I'm just saying.
There's so much going on.
I mean, I'm waiting for the plague of locusts. That's what's happening right now.
Seems like something big like that is just continually just going on.
But here's the deal. This is a clear example of what I'm calling rabid radicals. It's getting weird, y'all. I mean, there's always been radicals, folks who live on the fringe, folks who are, moving us in weird directions or trying to. I feel like it's like way out there, rabid, in the open, getting like really weird. We're going to talk about this when I get back. And I'm going to talk about stuff that's even happening right here in Alabama. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Rabid Radicals. More of that when we get back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. So I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, Rabid Radicals. Coming up top of the hour, you're going to want to stay tuned because we'll have the weekly Grand Council with my brethren Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor. But yeah, I'm in Rabid Radicals right now. So there's stuff like, okay, I just went through that entirely ridiculous montage of wokeness a moment ago. I mean... You got fake women protesting real women who are trying to keep real kids from being changed into fake kids. And just, what? Anyway, I got one more from outside our state borders before I start diving into things that are happening right here in our backyard. But so here's a story that came out yesterday. And this one, the last one was pitiful. It was funny. It was ridiculous. This one is just sick. Be honest with you. It just is. And I got a couple of those. In fact, you know what? I may wind up having two more stories before I get outside the bounds of our state, or before I come back into the bounds of our state. First one came off of Fox News dated yesterday. Here's the headline. L.A. Dodgers partnership with radical LGBT activists draws Catholic ire. It's perverted, sexual, and disgusting, they say. So what's this? I mean, this one caught my attention. What? The Dodgers? I mean... The all-American sport, baseball? Isn't baseball supposed to be about apple pie and all that kind of stuff and waving the flags? And well, okay. Catholics are slamming the L.A. Dodgers for what they call an alarming and dangerous normalization of anti-Catholic bigotry after the Major League team plans to honor an activist group which is known for shocking protests. Pray tell, who could this be? The baseball team announced, and why would they do this, by the way? You have to look at this and go, wait a minute. When they sat down in the boardroom and the leadership of the Dodgers franchise said, what are we going to do, man? We got to do some wokeness. Do we really? Yes, we do. We got to do some wokeness. What kind of wokeness you want to do? I don't know. Let's go out and find a group of transgender activists that pretend that they're nuns and mock Christianity and make them an awardee at one of our games. Wow, that's a great idea. That'll go over well with our base. Because don't you know that the transgender community are the ones who really show up at sporting events all the time. I'm just saying. Call me out on that if you want to. But It goes on to say the baseball team announced they will honor the L.A.-based branch of, quote, Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, an activist group of queer and trans nuns, with their Community Hero Award. Boomer, it's their Community Hero Award.
And they just made it up.
Just, it's a
the Community Hero Award.
They're community heroes. Why are they community heroes? Well, because they have a tradition of, you know, blatantly perverted sexual and disgusting anti-Catholic hate group actions, where they don sort of like fake and very promiscuous looking costumes, pretending to be nuns. They mock Catholic religion. They've dedicated their lives to, you know, doing all kinds. Like, for instance, they even, their motto is go, go, and send some more. That's their motto. Go and send some more. Which is, you know what that is. That's just a direct perversion of Jesus' words. So they say, go and send some more. And they're calling on the Dodgers, the Catholics are right now, are calling on the Dodgers to reconsider this. You think?
Yeah.
And they point out, and I think this is so well put, they said, no other religion would be treated this way. And if the Dodgers truly care about fighting bigotry and promoting inclusivity, they're going to retract this invite to a disgusting, offensive, and dangerous hate group. So I just look at this and go, and by the way, I saw pictures. There were pictures in the article. It's like, my gosh. And they're right. No other religion would be subjected to this and just everybody have to be told to lump it.
Right. This is okay, guys.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, they're just mocking the tenets of your faith. So if we had, if they for a second had a fake transgender queer activist group that dressed up like, I don't know, Muslim women, in provocative, you know, put on the face veils and the hijabs, but everything else was done provocatively and they mocked the religion. How would that go over?
Not well.
Just a few years ago in France, they had a newspaper, I've forgotten the name off the top of my head, that dared to do a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad. And they got bombed.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just amazing. Well, while I'm making you mad, I'll go ahead and read a headline that I'll get to when we get back. You ready for this one? Story out today. Pro-trans activists send build-a-queer kits to kids with advice for how to hide them from their parents.
What?
I'm not kidding you, man. This is one that I found after I sent you the resources.
Yeah.
And so you probably hadn't maybe seen it.
I hadn't read this one. I just put it together.
When I say rabid radicals, I'm talking about they are willing to get in there and mock our religion, but they're being honored for it. They're willing to get in there and protest people who just want natural women to have natural kids. And now they're willing to get in there and say, hey, and parents, we're going to send these little kits to kids called Build-A-Queer Kits. And you can, you know, hey, kids, it's a neat thing. Don't tell your mom and dad. That's where we're at right now.
Man.
That's what's happening all around us. We come back from that. I'm going to tell you about that story. Then I'll tell you about the Montgomery LGBTQ rally down on the steps of the Capitol yesterday. Because they had a long march. It was very important to understand. They had quite the march. And then on top of that, our own state health officer. You know, the guy, Scott Harris, the one who shut down society during the pandemic in Alabama. Well, he apparently doesn't like Alabama's transgender laws. That's our state health officer. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I like to always say we send our signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. By the way, before I jump back into the topic Breaking news right now up on one of the screens here in the studio in South Carolina, or is it North Carolina? Yeah, North Carolina, the governor refused to sign, tried to veto, actually, a bill passed by the legislature limiting abortion after 12 weeks. It was a modification of their state law. The conservative legislature there decided to pass it. I think it's, could it be North Carolina? That's Youngkin. No, it's Virginia. So it's North Carolina. They passed it. The governor tried to veto it. The state legislature just basically threw it back in the face of the governor. They overrode the veto, and it will become the law, whether the governor likes it or not. So good on you, fellas. Get her done. All right, I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. Rabid Radicals. I mean, it is so far outside of the bounds now, some of the things that are happening. I mean, we had that laughable story up front when I started this Dipper about the protesters at the Lincoln Memorial just screaming and carrying on and singing songs from, West Side Story. I don't know what the tie-in there is, but it's comical. It was goofy. It was ridiculous. It was pitiful. And it was really, like I said earlier, it was fake women protesting real women who were there to try and protest against the idea of children being mutilated through surgical procedures. Go explain all that to me. But then I moved on to my next story. It ramps up a notch, though, when you see a radical agenda of any kind. This happens to be the transgender agenda, but what I'm saying is it's of any kind. I don't care what your agenda is. When you grab hold of a person's faith and you make that the mockery, that's the platform by which you want to take your cause forward, and the LA Dodgers is honoring that as a group of transgender activists that dress provocatively as nuns and call themselves the Little Sisters of Indulgence, whose motto is go and sin some more. I mean, who does that? And why is that being honored? And then here's the next story, and this one's just going to tick you off. I'm just going to go ahead and warn you up front. There's things in here that may offend, all right? This is one of those that when I read it, it's offended me. Fox News has a story came out this morning. A Florida pro-trans group advertises Build-A-Queer kits filled with devices aimed at helping individuals, mostly minors, transition to another gender. Yep, it's called the Queer Trans Project, or the QT Project, based in Jacksonville, Florida. It creates free packages of chest binders, condoms, weapons, and other items, and offers advice to recipients for how to conceal the kits from the parents and guardians. So it's not just... I'll tell you what, let me go a little further here. The group sent out nearly 1,000 kits to states across the country in the past 2 years, and the small operation has a growing social media presence with tens of thousands of people that follow it. Get this. They encourage strategies for kids to receive the kits without their parents knowing by telling them how to set up a P.O. box. Yeah, no, I got your attention now, didn't I, Boone? They tell kids how to set up a P.O. box or how to have things mailed to a friend's house, or even for that matter, find a teacher who's sympathetic at school and we can mail it to them for you and they can give it to you so you don't have to tell your parents. That's what's happening right now. Build a queer kit, they call it. And so when did it become a thing that you can mess with our religion as part of your protests? And that, for that matter, when did it become a thing that you can approach our children with your sexual prurient lifestyle and we're supposed to go, oh, gosh, little Johnny, little Susie, yeah, I don't know how you got that in the mail, but I understand. No. How about this? Somebody go and find this, what's the guy's name? Or guy, gal, dude, chick, queer, whatever he is. His last name is Sansari. Cielo Sansari from the QT Project in Jacksonville, Florida. How about this? There's going to be a mom or dad show up at your door sometime soon.
Absolutely there is.
You start mailing little kids these kits and tell them how to avoid your parents knowing so that you can transition through the mail?
So I may have missed this part because I was... doing boomer things over here. But did you say how he's getting this out? Like, other than he's trying, he's explaining how to do the PO boxes. Is it social media? Is it
apparently,
YouTube? Or?
Apparently on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
He
goodness.
Has videos, and you can contact him through TikTok, and he'll mail the stuff to you. And also on the TikTok, he has instructional videos on how to avoid your parents knowing. and how to get it, how to get the material. TikTok videos show the build of queer kits, including things like condoms, chest binders, I hate to even say this, but a penis-shaped packer for imitating a male bulge in your undergarments, and other items. And for men transitioning to women, you get things like condoms, bras, makeup, and clothing. And they used to offer a trans self-defense package where they could mail kids things like pepper spray, a knife, a taser, and a coloring book, all free of charge. Let me read that again. To kids, pepper spray, a knife, taser, and a coloring book, all free of charge.
All free of charge. So who is funding this?
Who knows, man?
That's what it, like, that's...
You know what? I don't know. But all I know is this. He's very proud of it. He, she, it is very proud of it. By the way, you will be glad to know, Boomer, this is very important. It's those who identify as Black, Indigenous, or people of color will also get VIP early access as they restock so that you can get first choice on what's in the kits. This is...
Man.
This is beyond it, man. This is like
completely beyond.
This is so far beyond the pale. This is so far into illegalities. So you have people that rightfully get arrested when they approach kids online to solicit behaviors from them that kids should never be solicited for, ever. You have predators. This is a predator.
Yes.
This is nothing but a predator who's trying to lure kids into a lifestyle, and don't tell your parents. This is sick.
I mean, it says it right there, how to avoid letting your parents know. I mean, that right there should be a...
And he's very proud of it. He's proud to assist others in their gender change practices after he experienced gender dysphoria and had to experiment with chest binders when he was in high school or something. I don't know. The bottom line is this. What we're seeing right now is an agenda that does not care anymore. It's an agenda that has no boundaries. It's an agenda that has gone rabid. And these are things, by the way, this would not have been allowed just a few years ago. This would have been shut down in a heartbeat. And I'm hoping right now, since it's in Jacksonville, Florida, that Governor DeSantis is going to make sure that somebody knows and somebody goes and knocks on his door and says, by God, we're shutting you down. Either that or move to San Francisco and, you know, where we can't do anything about it. But right now, this is beyond the pale. So right now in Alabama, you may be curious to know there's multiple pieces of legislation going through the state legislature that deal with some issues related to similar. Things like, we shouldn't have gender binary definitions embedded in our law, so we're trying to prevent that. Things like, drag queen performances should not be allowed with children around. Sounds normal, but apparently it's not. Things like HB 354, which would... assume that kids who are in eighth grade, would have limitations placed on the conversations they have in classroom. In other words, we're trying to up it a level from where it is now. Things like making sure that our college athletes play on teams that align with their gender where they were born. Well, we had protesters, rabid radicals showing up yesterday in Montgomery. It says Alabamians from across the state. This is AL.com, by the way. So go ahead and imagine this as being not near as big as they want it to be. Alabamians from across the state gathered Tuesday to march from the Alabama Supreme Court to the state capitol. Okay. First of all, let me just point something out. The Alabama Supreme Court is almost next door to the state capitol. I mean, you can almost talk to each other. So they marched. I guess they were too sore from their gender reassignment surgeries to do much of a march. But so they marched from the Alabama Supreme Court, which you can see, it's a block and a half away. You can stand on the steps of the Capitol and literally throw a rock to the Supreme Court. Okay, whatever. AL.com, it's sad. Marching from the Supreme Court to the state Capitol, holding rainbow flags and signs supporting the LGBT community, more than 100 people protested a list of bills from the Alabama legislature, including bills that force college athletes to play on teams that align with the gender on their birth, force them to play against their same sex. Oh, my gosh. Right here in Alabama. A bill that puts gender binary state law and a bill banning drag performances. It doesn't ban drag performances. It's a bill that bans drag with kids. AL.com has just lost their mind. Following the march, speakers gathered to address the crowd, which lined the steps of the Alabama State House and asked lawmakers to spend their time on other issues. Like, oh, I don't know. Let's go ahead and just step aside while this agenda starts sending things to our kids in the mail. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. When we get back from this break, I got to tell you, it stepped off into another realm, though, because you may be interested to find out that while we are a state that has already taken action to try and limit the ability of doctors to surgically alter children, that our own state health officer is just indignant with that. He's even appalled, outraged, our state health officer. I'll tell you about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative, man. We got so much stuff here. I got a bunch of texts going on. I just realized the text lines had totally exploded.
Oh, yeah, completely. We both forgot about it. And then next thing you know, wow. And then we got a couple new texters.
Who you got?
We got John from Harvest.
John from Harvest. Yes. All right.
And then Rhett from Danville.
Rhett from Danville. All right, right. Cool, man. I'll be honest with you. It's not going to be long till we're talking about measuring our texters in the thousands.
In the thousands.
it's there. We are pushing. And by the way, the show it's such a hoot doing this every day. And we have a lot of folks who wind up listening to the show through the podcast version. So we're live every day on multiple AM and FMs all across the northern part of our state. I will go ahead and just let you know that we're talking about whether we can expand that footprint even further. But the show is then podcasted after it airs live. And I just saw yesterday, Boomer, we are officially over 143,000 downloads now of the podcast.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's amazing to me. Praise God. That's just cool. And I'm telling you right now, I do not mind saying it. This show exists for y'all, the listening audience. This show exists so that every single day we can do what I call the mission, which is we can do the four E's: educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you on what it means to walk as a conservative in today's crazy world. But that's the mission. The mission is driven by what I call the message. And the message is that every single day, I do not mind anybody hearing me say on this show that Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, and by the way, life is worth living. And that's the message that has just created so much of an audience base in just a year and a half. And so we appreciate y'all, and this is why we do it. All right, so I got some more stuff here. First of all, you may be curious to know that as we look at legislation currently being pondered in the Alabama State Senate that would prevent drag queen shows from being done with children, that there is one currently scheduled right now. Story on 1819 News, who nailed two stories in a row that I'm about to show you. 1819 News, Craig Monger wrote this one, came out yesterday. A so-called family-friendly drag show is scheduled in Birmingham for this Saturday, featuring a number of state-based performers. Here's the ad. Backed by popular demand, the Flapping and Fawning podcast and Birmingham Festival Theater are hosting another family-friendly drag show. The last family-friendly show was a total blast. Fun was had by all. The event is open to all ages. Join the fun and dance with wonderful performers on Saturday, this coming Saturday. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for children ages 6 to 13, and children younger than that, the younger than 6, can enter at no charge. There was a similar event planned for Fairhope, but promoters got a lot of backlash, and they decided to add an age requirement for that one. That's happening right here in this listening area. Just don't think this is all a L.A. Dodgers doing their thing or some group in Jacksonville, Florida, mailing stuff out. No, it's right now in Alabama, the same things are happening. We're having a state legislature in the most conservative state in the nation, arguably, having to pass legislation to prevent some of what you don't think happens here, but it does. And it shouldn't have to be a thing. It shouldn't have to be a thing that kids are. By the way, if you go look at the article on 1819 News, you know, I hate to even say this, but the photographs that go with the article clearly indicate kids shouldn't be there. Let's put it that way. In 1819, I know the folks over there, obviously, And I know that they did not want to try and promote this, but they had to show to some degree why it's such a problem. The very idea that children under six can get in for free. Wow. That is so generous of you to allow me to come in where you can dance around provocatively, pretending to be a woman. And oh, by the way, you're not just pretending, you're lampooning women. You're mocking women. Those drag queens, they are cartoonish versions of over-exaggerated women. And it's just wrong. It's demeaning. And it's gross. But then I look at the fact that here we are passing legislation, and we are one of the first states in the nation that made sure we had laws in place that says you cannot just try to change the gender of a kid, a minor. You can't. Transgender surgeries and therapies, those are irreversible many times. And they are changing a child for life. A child who may have just been at a point reaching puberty where all they were doing is questioning. And an activist mom or dad goes, oh, see, I knew you were a boy. Let's get you down there and have that surgery. Minors can't make their own surgical decisions. That means a grown-up has to get involved to make it happen. Well, we have banned that in Alabama. But we have a state health officer, Scott Harris. He is not appointed by the governor. He is not confirmed by the Senate. He is not accountable to the people whatsoever. But he's in charge of the Alabama Department of Public Health. He's the one who shut us down during the pandemic. He's the one who helped promote, you know, vaccine tracker softwares. He's the one that wanted schools to wear masks. And Scott Harris, he doesn't like these bills at all. Here's his words. He gave a keynote speech at the Substance Use and Social Justice Symposium at UAB, just the other day. His words, quote, "We absolutely are appalled by some of the stuff that we've seen," Harris said in response to a question by an audience member asking what the Department of Public Health plans to do in response to the state's restrictions on gender-affirming care. Governor Kay Ivey signed that legislation in 2022 to protect kids against puberty blockers and artificial hormones and sex surgery operations. And Harris's response following up from that was, "A lot of this stuff outrages all of us. It's really tempting to want to lash out at people. I'm not critical of people who do that. I would say as a state agency, it's not for us to do that. But any trans legislation, it's coming from these national think tanks that go, what's going to bring voters to our party? So what he's saying is he doesn't like it. He thinks it's wrong. He thinks we ought to be able to mutilate kids. And on top of that, he thinks there's some out-of-state evil influences that just want to get clickbait on the onlines and draw voters into, you know, conservative whack job MAGA people." That's our state health officer. It is high time for someone to call for his resignation. I tell you what, I'll do it. Hey, Scott Harris, you need to resign. You do not represent the values of this state at all. And you are not accountable. And you still have a lot of explaining to do for why you handled things the way you did during COVID. And I think you've worn out your welcome. So I'll just go ahead and say it right now. That makes the second person I've called on for a resignation. I think Scott Harris, Alabama state health officer, and I think Secretary of the Army Christine Warmoth both need to resign. It's time. It is just time. All right. Whew. Lord. No more caffeine for Phil.
Whew.
I need me a maple bacon donut's what I need.
I need me some Grand Council.
That's what we do.
That's what we need.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to take a break. Come right back. The Grand Council with our brethren, Dale Jackson, Jeff Poor. We're going to sit here and ping each other questions and just see how we do and enjoy our time together. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.